And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And some of you are going, whoa, time out. Where's Mike? What have you done with Mike? Well, let me give you an idea of what maybe I've done with Mike. I have a picture right in front of me. It is a picture of the ocean. It is beautiful blue, and this picture is not only of the ocean, but it's of the coastline of Mexico. I know that coastline very well because I've seen that many times myself. And from the view of this picture, I see the back, very back of a boat and a fishing pole with a heavy gauge line on it and a line going out beyond the boat. And in one singular hand, a glass is being raised. It's actually not a glass. It's a can made of aluminum. And it says, La cerveza más fina. What do you think Mike might be doing right now? I think Mike's living the lifestyle. As a matter of fact, I know Mike's living the lifestyle because Mike is a Lifestyles Unlimited member. And when he asked me to host his show today for him, I said, absolutely. Because here's the thing. There's only three of us that do radio for Lifestyles Unlimited that aren't Del Walmsley, the founder and CEO. It's Mike Harrison, the guy you normally hear in this time slot. It's Andy Webb, and it's me. And depending on what market you're in, you either get all of our shows or you don't get all of our shows. So what's the problem there? Well, if you're not getting all of our shows, you're not getting our different perspectives on how to be a successful real estate investor. So why do you want these different perspectives? Because all of us, Del Walmsley himself included, we all come from a different place. We all have different backgrounds. We have different desires in life. We have different goals. We have different investing strategies. We are using real estate in different ways to accomplish our goals and to follow our strategies. And you know what? It's working for all of us. So why is it that all of us can kind of do things a little bit differently and still get the same result? It's because we're following a roadmap that was produced for us back in 1990. Yeah, you heard me correctly. We're following a time-tested roadmap that was created in the last century. So, something that's almost 35 years old is working for me. It's working for Mike. It's working for Andy. It's working for Dell. It's working for the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited. So, what is it that we're doing? Well, based on this picture, Mike is having a blast. Now, I don't see a fish on. I mean, it's a still picture. So, I mean, he might have snapped the picture. And for all I know, he's got a marlin on the line right now. But man, what a beautiful scene. A beautiful scene of very flat ocean with very calm white water coming out from behind the boat. White clouds scattered across the horizon. A fishing pole with a line out. And a cold adult beverage. Mike is living the lifestyle. And congratulations, Mike. You're crushing it. You're crushing it, Mike. All right. So I'm not going to spend this entire show talking about Mike, or maybe I am. Maybe I'll turn this into a show where you and I get an opportunity to have fun with Mike. Because after all, you've gotten to know Mike. You understand that he's a straight shooter when it comes to real estate. But here's the other thing that you may or may not know about Mike. He's a fun guy. I have hung out with that guy. I have partied with that guy. I have had great times with that guy. I'm not on the boat with that guy right now, but that doesn't mean somewhere in the future he and I may not do that together. Because, well, let me set the stage for you. I love deep sea fishing. Obviously, Mike likes it too. He likes adult beverages. I gave him up 2 years ago. I can drink a Diet Coke. I'm okay with that. He likes being down in Mexico. I like being down in Mexico. He likes being in the Caribbean. I like being in the Caribbean. Mike Harrison and I have a lot in common, but we're two completely different people. He's been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited longer than I have. Now, I've been a member for about 9 years. Mike's been a member for 14 years. He joined 5 years before I did, and he has been investing correctly longer than I have. To put it into context, I myself have been investing for as long as Lifestyles Unlimited has been around. I started investing literally in the late 1980s, early 1990s, about the time Lifestyles Unlimited was founded, but I had no relationship with Lifestyles Unlimited. I was out on the West Coast. Lifestyles Unlimited was, at that time, based in Houston, Texas. Didn't know what they had to offer. Didn't know that they could solve my retirement problem. I just knew that I had to have real estate in my portfolio because every book that I had read said you use real estate, not the stock market, to achieve financial freedom. But the problem is every book that I read, none of them, not one of them, came close to explaining to me how important real estate was when it comes to cash flow, equity participation, and other things that you need to be aware of if you're investing in real estate. Every book I read left me wanting more information. And everywhere I turned, I didn't get the information I was looking for. And that went on year in and year out for many, many, many years until 2017 when I stumbled across Lifestyles Unlimited and I became a member. Let me change gears on you. So one of the things that I like to do is I like to walk into the different restaurants and I'm always looking for a place to eat. And by the time I'm done doing whatever I'm doing, I've pretty much missed the crowd of people because I'm dedicated to doing some other things. So I don't get to go to have dinner, say when everybody else goes to have dinner, because I'm working on other things. And then when I get around to going to dinner, it's usually about an hour after everybody else goes to dinner. So I went and sat at the bar. I had an open seat to the right, open seat to the left. And to my right, a very nice young lady came and sat down, and she was not wearing any Lifestyles Unlimited Expo credentials. In other words, she didn't have a lanyard on with a badge indicating her name, saying Expo on it, so that I could easily recognize who she was. She sat down. I said, hello. She said, hello back. I said, are you a Lifestyles Unlimited member? She said, what's that? So I said, oh, well, we're a group of people that are getting together. You've probably seen us walking around with these lanyards. And I showed her my lanyard. She goes, yeah, you guys are all over the place. I said, yeah, well, here's what we do. And I explained to her what Lifestyles Unlimited is about. I explained to her that Lifestyles Unlimited is really a real estate investment community that you become a member of that provides you education and networking opportunities and really gives you an opportunity to change your life to where you can retire yourself in the next 5 years, regardless of your age. And she said, really? Sounds like a scam. And I said, no. It's not a scam. It's the real deal. And I explained to her my story. So here, let me explain my story as I explained it to her. I spent 27 years in the United States Army. I retired from the United States Army. I earn a pension. A pension is technically passive income because it's money that I earn that I don't go to work for. But there's a problem with the pension. It doesn't provide me enough money to sustain my quality of life. What did I have to do after I retired from the military? I went back to work, just like most military retirees do, because there's not enough money in the pension to live off of. So I had a new plan. I'll work to the age of 70. I'll get a pension in the second job. I'll be 70 years of age. I can take maximum Social Security benefits. What could be wrong? All I got to do is work for another 20 years. Here's what was wrong. I was miserable. I didn't want to work. In the back of my mind, planted deeply in the back of my mind, was the realization that I had accomplished something called retirement. I had retired from an industry, the military. I had retired from a career as an officer in the United States Army. Yet that pension wasn't enough to pay my bills. I was miserable because I wanted to be retired, yet I was having to go to work day in and day out, and I was working for people that probably should have been working for me. Now, that sounds arrogant, but it's the God's honest truth. I was overqualified for the job that I took, but I took the job because I had to stop the financial hemorrhaging in my life. And all I had to do was suck up my pride. All I had to do was work until the age of 70. And man, I got to like the age of 52. See, I was 50 when I retired from the military. I got to the age of 52 and I was melting down. My ego was taking body blow after body blow. I didn't know what to do. Well, I did what Mike Harrison did. I checked out Lifestyles Unlimited. Actually, I stumbled across them. Stumbled across the radio show, like you're listening to right now. And they were talking about things that were different than any of the other shows on that station. As a matter of fact, they were talking about real estate investing in a different way than I was accustomed to. They were talking about things called cash flow. That was a foreign concept to me because the real estate that I owned, none of it produced any cash flow. As a matter of fact, well, technically it did produce cash flow, but it was negative cash flow, meaning I had to pay money out of my own pocket every month to keep those properties going because I was following a West Coast investing strategy where you just buy property and you hold on for dear life and you do everything in your power to not lose that property so that somewhere in the future you sell that property and you get a big capital gain. It's a terrible way to invest, but I didn't know any other way. So I did what I did. And then Lifestyles Unlimited happened. Oh boy, talk about a rude awakening. I got one. When we come back from the break, I'll share it with you. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Helping you become financially free. This is Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Back to your host.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, proudly sitting in for Mike Harrison. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I'm doing so in a myriad of ways. I'm telling you about an expo event. I told you about sitting down in a bar, talking to a young lady that sat down next to me, finding out that she wasn't a Lifestyles Unlimited member, and then explained to her, I just casually explained to her what Lifestyles Unlimited was all about. I'm not trying to sell her anything, just wanted to let her know that it worked for me and it could work for her. And if she's interested, that's where she looks. And then somebody sat down on my left side and I looked over to my left. And the gentleman sitting now next to my left side, he had a lanyard on. He did. He had a Lifestyles Unlimited lanyard on. And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I stretched out my hand. I said, "Hi, my name's Al." And you know what he did? He stretched his hand out, and he said, "Hi, my name is..." And I forgot his name. I did. I forgot his name, because I'm terrible with names. Now, I could describe the guy to a T. I know exactly what he looks like. I could tell you what he was wearing. I've got a photographic memory for things like that, but I don't have a photographic memory for names. It's been a problem my entire life, so I don't remember the gentleman's name, which is probably good, because I'm not going to tell you who he is anyhow. But here's what I want to share with you. This gentleman had joined Lifestyles Unlimited about a couple months prior. And in his time, what he set out to do was get his education done. So he did a full court press to get through the educational opportunities that are available to all Lifestyles Unlimited members, and he excelled. He learned what he needed to learn. And then he got involved with buying real estate assets. Now, his plan was to do the single family track. He was interested in multifamily, but he liked the returns that he was seeing from the single family investments. And he felt, now this is him talking, not me talking, he felt that it would give him an edge when it came to the education, because the single family effort is a little more hands-on than a pure multifamily effort where you're a passive investor and you really don't do much of anything except invest in the asset and then wait for the money to come in. So he wanted to learn the process because he had never invested in investment real estate prior to becoming a Lifestyles Unlimited member. So what I thought was really cool was I just asked him, I said, so how are your properties doing? The ones that you bought, how are they returning? So he said, well, I bought two so far. One of them's in the greater Houston market. I said, really? Greater Houston market, that's pretty cool. What size property is it? And he says, it's a duplex. And I said, oh, interesting. So how's it doing cash flow wise? And he told me, and I don't recall the actual number, but this is what I recall. He's getting excellent cash flow on the asset. Then I said, what about property number two? What's that one doing for you? And he said, well, that was a new build. I said, a new build? Why did you go for a new build? He said, well, I went for a new build because I was a little bit concerned about the rehab process. I wasn't so sure that I'd be able to accomplish the rehab process as effectively as if I lived in the area. And I said, interesting. So where's this property at? And he said, oh, it's in Houston also. I said, oh, okay. So you've decided to invest in Houston. Do you live in Houston? He said, no, don't live in Houston. I said, well, do you live in Texas? He said, no, not in Texas either. I said, where do you live? He said, I live in a little place that you like to pick on. I went, and right away I knew it. California. You're from California. He said, yeah, I'm from California. I live down in the southern part of California. He told me where he lived, and I knew exactly where he lived because as a kid, I grew up in an area very close to where he's currently living. So I knew the area really well, and I was able to strike up a conversation with this guy, and we had a really good time. And then I said, well, what do you think your successes were with your investing strategy, and what would you like to improve on? Because I was really, what I was trying to get at is when he bought new construction, I realized right away that he probably didn't get any equity capture. Equity capture is when you go out and you buy an asset and you pay not retail price, but you pay wholesale pricing. Wholesale pricing to acquire it, wholesale pricing to rehab it, wholesale pricing for your closing and rehab costs, to where your entire all-in cost, your all-in wholesale cost is less and usually significantly less than the retail amount. So the difference between those two numbers is equity that you capture in the deal. It's additional equity that you obtain in the transaction over and above the physical cash that you put into the deal. So you take equity capture, you take cash contribution, you combine them together, and that equals total equity. And that can be significant. Lifestyles Unlimited members tend to double their equity position or better when they buy investment properties. So my concern for this gentleman was he maybe didn't capture any equity in his two buys. So when I talked to him a little bit more, I found out that my suspicions were kind of correct. But that doesn't mean he did anything wrong. It just means he gave up on one particular way to make money in favor of something else that he felt was more beneficial to him at the time he bought. So we got into a conversation about rental properties. And I told him, I said, you know, before you sat down, I was actually looking at a duplex that's not in the Houston market, but it's in the San Antonio market. And I was looking at a new construction build in the Houston property. But what I found interesting about this new construction build was that this particular one had an equity capture component to it. So I just casually said, hey, have you seen these deals? Now, the reason I can ask him if he's seen these deals is because he and I are a part of the same membership program. In other words, we're both a part of the Preferred Investor Group. And as members of the Preferred Investor Group within Lifestyles Unlimited, there are certain benefits that are made available to us. And one of those benefits that's made available to us is something called deal flow. What's that? What is deal flow? Deal flow is a relationship with Lifestyles Unlimited Realty. What's Lifestyles Unlimited Realty? They are a separate organization from Lifestyles Unlimited. They're two separate companies that do two completely different things. One is a real estate investor education and mentoring entity. That's all it does, and it does it very, very well. The other is a real estate brokerage company that only works with members of Lifestyles Unlimited that are a part of either the Challenge or the Preferred Investor Group programs. So what does that mean? It means that if you're in either one of those programs, you're going to get what we call single family blasts. So the realtors that are part of Lifestyles Unlimited Realty will analyze particular properties that are out there that are available for sale, and they will blast them to us as the recipients, and we get to look at them and see if they make sense for our investing criteria. It's a very cool thing. Now, if you're part of the preferred investor group, you get not only single family, but you get multifamily blasts. That's the difference between the two. Now, this gentleman, he just happened to be in the preferred investor group program. So, I mean, we could have talked about a multifamily blast, but that's not the investing he's doing. He's doing single family investing. So I decided to talk to him about these two particular properties. And I said, you know, and gently, I told him that as a fellow member, I just had a little concern for him that he gave up on the equity capture when he bought his assets. And I wanted to know what his thoughts were on that. So what I did was I pulled up a couple of deals that were made available to both of us. He had not seen those deals yet. So I showed them to him and I said, what are your thoughts on this one? And he kind of looked at the numbers and I said, okay, here, let me pull my little spreadsheet out. And I use a spreadsheet to analyze deals. That's what I have up in front of me right now, is a custom made spreadsheet. I don't share it with anybody, because if I gave you this monstrosity, it would do nothing but confuse you, because it's all color coded and nothing's labeled. You won't make heads or tails out of this thing, but I've designed it so that it works well for me. I pulled this thing up on my tablet and I plugged in a couple of numbers that were provided to us. And I said, look, let's take a look at a property in San Antonio. I said, are you possibly interested in the San Antonio market? And he said it was a market that he was interested in. He just hadn't built his team yet. And I said, not a problem. We can still analyze this property, because building your team may not be as hard as you think it is. And here's what I showed him. I said, this property in San Antonio is a duplex. So it's similar to what you bought in Houston, but it's not in Houston, it's in San Antonio. Thing was built in 1952, it's 1400 square feet, it's two bedrooms, one bath on each side, and it has an after repair value of $282,000. That means, all fixed up, that's what it's worth. It can be bought for $100,000. The reason it can be bought for $100,000, or 35 cents on the dollar, is because this thing is a train wreck. It's in bad shape. And it's going to take about $110,000 in rehab to get it back to its glory days. But the neat thing about this property is that when you take a look at the wholesale value of $100,000, you take a look at the rehab of $110,500, you take a look at the closing and the holding costs, you're into this property for not $282,000. You're only in it for about $202,000. See, the difference between the after repair value, in other words, what that property will appraise for, what somebody will pay you for it in the retail marketplace, and what it costs you to get that property to that level, there's an $80,000 difference. $80,000 worth of equity sitting in this particular asset. Now, this equity, this $80,000, is comprised of two things. It's comprised of cash that you actually put into the deal, and the additional equity above the cash that makes up the difference that gets you to that $80,000. So how much cash would he have had to put into this deal from his own pocket to get this deal done? $18,500. $18,500, which means he's capturing $61,500 of additional equity. This is equity he didn't spend any money for. Are you following? It represents a 332% return on investment just on the equity capture. When I showed my new friend this information, his eyes lit up. And I wasn't picking on him. I was just showing him what a similar deal could have done for him had he followed the similar deal or had he found the similar deal. But he found the deal that he found and he bought it the way he bought it. And you know what? He's still doing okay. But this particular deal that I showed him gives him the opportunity to do better than okay. It gives him the opportunity to do great. Now, we've only talked about the equity position in this asset. We have not talked about the cash flow. The cash flow in this asset is estimated to be $399 per month. So that works out to be $199.50 per door. Now, my threshold is $200 per door. So when you get to $199.50, you just go ahead and round up and you're at the threshold. So it's not producing as much cash flow as maybe a different asset could produce, but it's still producing almost $400 per month. When you annualize that, that's a return of $4,788 of cash flow. It's like giving yourself a $4,788 a year raise. Pretty cool, right? That represents a 26% return on investment just on the cash on cash. How did I get to that number? Okay, I took the $4,788, that's the annualized cash flow, and I divided it by the $18,500 that we have effectively put into the deal. That's how I came up with a 26% return on investment. Now, if you're not getting returns like this in what you're investing in, you probably ought to consider changing your investment class. I'm serious. Then I showed him another property. I showed him a new build that was also in the Houston market, like his new build was in the Houston market. And I said, here's one where you can buy an asset for $195,000, but the appraised value is $254,000. Now, I wasn't 100% sure that the realtor had an appraisal at $254,000. So you know what I did? I asked. I just shot back an email real quick and I said, hey, Jennifer, tell me about this property. Is there an appraisal done on this property? She said, yeah. And she sent me the appraisal. You know what it said? $254,000. You know what I showed my new friend? An appraisal for $254,000. But Jennifer indicated that we could buy it for $195,000. And the interesting way we could buy this particular property is not a typical Lifestyles Unlimited buy. Effectively, what we have to do is we have to buy this thing for 80 cents on the dollar. So because this is not a typical Lifestyles Unlimited buy, in other words, we're not going in, we're finding a dilapidated property that needs improvement, that we know how to improve. We're actually going in and we're buying a new build. And one of the reasons why I wanted to confirm that there was an appraisal for $254,000 is that allows me to manipulate the potential equity in the deal. What does that mean? Well, I'm not going to buy it the way you would learn how to buy this as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. I'm going to buy it as a conventional buyer. In other words, I'm going to put 20% down and I'm going to put a loan on it for 80% loan to value. So what does that mean? It means that I'm going to come to the table with a $16,000 cash check, and I am going to capture the equity that's sitting in the deal. The difference, let's put it this way. The total equity sitting in the deal is the difference between the $254,000 and the $195,000. So effectively, what I'm going to do is I'm going to offer a price of $254,000, but I'm going to take advantage of 20% equity. So my actual purchase price is really going to be effectively $195,000 because I'm only going to put $16,000 in. The difference between the $16,000 I put in and the rest of the equity, that's equity that I have, that the lender is going to grant me because I have a valuation that is much higher than the purchase price that I'm buying at. And because I have the right lender lined up, they're allowing me to do that. Very important. It's a very important concept. So it's a different approach to buying property, but because all of the stars are aligning correctly, we're able to offer a full price offer on the deal, but they're allowing us to effectively pay less for the property. And as a result of that, we don't have to come to the table with as much cash because we're developing equity capture. Now, in this particular deal, one of the things that I was concerned about is how well will this new product cash flow. And ironically, this new product is very similar to the product that my friend bought. And as a result of that, kind of knew the numbers because he was sitting right there and was able to regurgitate every number that I needed. And we determined that this property should cash flow $332 per month. So when you annualize $332 per month, that gives you $3,984 per year. If you want to round it up, that's $4,000 a year. When's the last time your boss gave you a $4,000 a year increase in your wages? Probably not last year, did they? Yeah, probably not. But by buying real estate, by putting $16,000 of your own money into this real estate, you can buy cash flow that produces just shy of $4,000 per year. That's a 25% return on investment just on the cash on cash. What if my friend bought both? What would that do for him? He would get the benefits of having both properties. Now, it would cost him $16,000 to buy the new product and $18,500 to buy the duplex, but he'd still only come out of pocket $34,500. He would capture a ton of equity, $115,500 approximately in the total equity, resulting in about a 335% return on investment and almost $8,000 per year in cash flow, meaning 25% return on investment. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what Mike Harrison's doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.